Welcome everyone to another Network Women in Mining South Africa podcast. We're very excited to be here this morning having a conversation with two of the powerhouses in the mining industry, and particularly two of the founding members of Women in Mining South Africa. Nolene Pault, our current WIMSA board chair, as well as Claire McMaster, our current board member, both of whom have played an instrumental role in bringing us to this very exciting moment that we're about to talk about today. And we're here because we've got something very exciting brewing. So Nolene, do you want to tell everybody what's happening?
Thanks, Raksha. We are having our first symposium in August, which we think is just perfect, seeing it's Women's Month. The whole thing started when the three of us were on a panel discussion. And as we came out, we were talking about things that we can do for WIMSA and where we're heading with WIMSA going forward this year. And Raksha had this light bulb moment where she went, we should have a conference. And of course, Claire was like, oh yeah, that's great. And I knew that Raksha was in an Uber driving home. So I sat in the car park and phoned her and we hashed it out. And we said, right, we're going to do it.
Yeah, it was literally a light bulb, I think, that went off in all of our heads at the same time, because there's just so much that we had to say more than anything. So Claire, tell me, why are you excited about this and why is this going to be different?
Yeah, Raksha, incredibly excited about it. And I think if I reflect on WIMSA as an organization and the years of conversation and what we've managed to achieve through the way in which we engage, that's what gets me excited about a conference, you know, for women, by women. And if I think back to my first WIMSA event that I ever attended, it was over 10 years ago now. It was at the JSC. It was a cocktail event. And I remember going to that event, having the most wonderful evening engaging with the women who'd come out, which it was very unique at the time. There just weren't events for the development of women in the mining industry. And, you know, we had the most amazing conversations. And I left that evening driving home. I was so energized. And I had so many ideas that were just firing in my head about what I could do personally with my own development and what I could do to help other women develop. And I think that's exactly the culture and the environment that we're striving to create with this conference, is, you know, an event that helps women just look at what it is they can do themselves to be ready for the mining industry of the future. Because let's be honest, we need to prepare ourselves in a completely different way to drive career development, you know, with all the different environmental factors that are coming at our industry at the moment.
So this is definitely going to be a completely different type of event, a different type of conversation. What are some of the things that people can expect?
I think it's going to be more about having conversations rather than presentations, which we found very exciting. There'll be panel discussions as well as fireside chats. And, you know, it's not just for women. We are also asking lots of men to join us, and they've got so much to offer us as women. So we'd love to see more men there.
I think also over the last couple of years, we've all seen this huge evolution in terms of WIMSA sort of having some of the more difficult conversations and some of the conversations that we probably need to have, but sometimes we're too afraid to do. And I think this symposium is going to present exactly that opportunity for us. Claire, how can people get involved if they want to be a part of this?
Yeah, Raksha, there are a number of different ways that individuals can get involved. So obviously you can sign up to attend the conference. And I think just as an aside there, one of the themes of this conference is that we don't want to charge people a fortune to attend the conference. So it needs to be open to everybody who's interested in the topics at hand. Then you can also obviously get involved if you'd like to volunteer to be on a panel, or you know, if you know you have something to contribute to the discussion. And then finally, obviously, because we're trying to make it affordable to everybody in the industry, right from, you know, junior professionals, members of labor, interested parties, and senior executives, we are looking for sponsorship to hold the event. So, and one of the things that WIMSA has always been excellent about over the years is that we will look at crafting a sponsorship proposal to your needs. So if you have a small amount of funding that you'd like to direct towards WIMSA, we'll look at that. And then we also have, you know, what we're calling sapphire or platinum packages, emerald sponsors too. And those are the top sponsorship packages packages where but it's nothing more than about 100,000 rand, and there you get maximum exposure for your sponsorship. So you get to put your logo on all of the marketing material, have a speaking opportunity. And I just want to say that obviously that speaking opportunity needs to be credible, and there'll be a massive vetting process that our speakers will go through, but they are linked to the sponsorship too. And then obviously you'll get to bring some delegates to the event, which let's not forget will be the highlight of the approach.
Also, we are looking for students to join us, so we have crafted the fees just a little bit lower for students, so guys, take advantage of that.
All very exciting, lots of different opportunities to get involved, to be a part of it. I think the one thing that we haven't quite touched on yet is our theme for 2024 at WIMSA is to forge your future fearlessly. And this theme now ties into our symposium. And the overarching theme and topic is going to be to forge forward, empowering women to lead the mining industry. Nolene, expand that a little bit for us so that people can get a bit excited about this very exciting topic.
So our overarching themes of the conference is going to be Know Your Rights, holistic wellness, as well as career development. These are the things that we think are very important to every woman in the industry, not just in their working environment, but also at home. So we're looking forward to having a holistic conference that just brings so much to everybody attending.
And I think that's the beauty of what WIMSA represents. We're not just focused on one aspect of being a woman in this industry, because we believe that it takes all of the different aspects of who you are personally, professionally, mentally, in order to paint that perfect holistic picture of how you can be one of the future leaders and succeed in building this industry to be even more impactful and powerful. So guys, if you are going to be joining us, and if you are keen, and I would strongly suggest that you do look out on all our social platforms for more information about this. We're going to have information on our website, on our LinkedIn pages, and join us on August 20th and 21st at Rand Park Golf Club for 2 days of mind-blowing growth, development, and just a beautiful opportunity to network with other incredible women in our industry. It's going to be really, really exciting. So please definitely look out for it on all of our platforms for more information as well.
And over and above that, we have two networking events. So there'll be drinks and snacks every evening, not just the last one. So that's something else to look forward to.
Any closing words, ladies?
Yeah, in closing, Rasha, just to say that I think what's really exciting about the courageous conversation that we're going to have at the conference is the future forward-looking approach that we're going to take, and that lens that's going to be applied on the career development discussions, on the developing, you know, your own wellness and your work-life balance and your holistic approach to your career. And then also looking at, you know, the elements of knowing your rights and countering things like gender-based violence, which are societal and endemic and do prevent women from progressing in their careers. You know, we are going to tackle things like AI and developments around technology that are assisting in our various different organizations to be able to be more impactful. And I reflected earlier on my first WIMSA event, and at the time, I think women represented about just under 10% of women in the mining industry. Through all of the work that WIMSA has done over the last few years and the industry as a collective joining together in a partnership, we've managed to improve those numbers. And I think our future focus, we're trying to get to 25% by 2025. And I think that this conference is going to be an essential tool in helping women do that. Thank you so much, Raksha. Thank you so much, Nolene. I really can't wait until we get together on the 20th and 21st of August, later in the year, and gather together to talk about women and the development of women, and really look towards the future to do some work on doubling our statistics and having more women in our industry. I'm very excited.
Thanks very much, everyone, and see you there.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.